guys are. What's up? It's Sacramento Sunset right here on Morrisleague.com and now on Facebook, the hand clap.
Living large.
It's powered by Morris Media. It's me, Vince, the V Vicari, and on my right, the vivacious, devacious.
Oh, that's a word now.
I made it up.
Cool.
The Oxford Dictionary 2012. Sister on the Move, Foxy, Brittany, Beauty, Rossman.
What's up, everybody?
And we got a good episode for you guys tonight. Aside from the usual banter, we have a Sacramento dancer. Sac State. I'm sorry.
No.
I got to get out of them. Sacramento Kings.
Yes.
Isela Perez. She's a new dancer for the Sacramento Kings.
Pretty legit.
I want to talk with her tonight about everything dancing and maybe a little bit beyond. And I do got to give a shout out to the American Music Awards. It's going on behind us right now on mute, so I got to see my girl, Christina Aguilera.
Oh, boy.
Come mouth the words, Vince, come marry me. And so.
You still praying on that?
Praying on that?
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Okay. Cool.
But yeah, just wait. So for those of you guys who are watching this now, and for you guys who have a podcast, we got ourselves a Kindle Fire. So this is, we're updating our technology.
Oh, you said we? Like we share it?
Yeah, it's an investment.
You're so precious.
Don't touch it.
Okay.
Just kidding.
I will.
But this way we'll be able to interact with you guys better, basically on Twitter instantaneously.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of our cell phones, we'll be referring to this little baby. And from time to time, we might pull up some pictures or some YouTube videos. So if you guys have questions about things, want to reference something, we might just pull that up on YouTube or pictures.
That's
and show
so
it
easy access, man.
Just like that first girl.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Don't ever say that again.
B, so yes. Let's catch up. And I guess you want me to go first?
I really do wish you to go first because this is, like, amazing. I want to hear everything about it.
Okay, so besides...
And of course you're weak, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just to give you a heads up, one of the most important features on here.
Yes.
It's kind of dark, but you can tell what time it is.
Oh, good. It's like an alarm clock.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
cool.
I know we have trouble getting here sometimes.
I know I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all good. So aside from the Kindle Fire, which we're still learning and getting familiar with our new friend of the show.
When'd you get it?
Wednesday.
Wow.
It came to my door, and I was at work at the restaurant, and one of the patrons at the bar had one. I'm like, excuse me, what is that?
Excuse me, sir.
He's like, it's a new Kindle Fire. How do you like it? I love it. I'm like, I have one waiting for me on my doorstep right now. As soon as they let me get off work.
Who was that, UPS or FedEx?
It was UPS.
Man.
Wait, hold on. There's Christina. Look at those curves.
Look at those curves.
I see.
Damn, I don't believe it was UPS.
Why not?
Because every time for my iPhone, you know, God rest his soul tonight, you're right.
Where's your iPhone?
We'll get there. Get there.
These iPhones not here?
Right.
I feel like, okay.
Okay, anyways, every time I had to sign for something from Apple that went via UPS, it would always, like, you know, and I wouldn't be there, because of course I came during the time that I would work, shocker. You know, they'd leave a little note that I could sign on the back. Well, I did that, and then he came and circled it saying, we actually can't take your signature, you have to come and pick it up at UPS main store in West Sacramento. I was like, where?
That's the shipping and receiving center. Because I tracked
mine.
Yeah,
it surely was.
It told me it left from there, and it sent me a text
but
message.
But I want to know why they left such expensive merchandise on your front door.
I don't know.
I'm upset.
I think there's a little bit of friction between Amazon and iPhone. That's what I think it is.
Okay, fine.
So anyways. Came on Wednesday. My life is complete with this Kindle Fire.
I feel it.
A story I put on Facebook, which one of our listeners and viewers, Anna Wilkes, wanted me to talk about.
Anna, I love you, girl. I'm sorry, I can't see your comments right now.
So on Tuesday night, I was working at the restaurant. For those of you who don't know, I'm a singing waiter at a Mexican restaurant. Table full of 15 women sat down.
Wowzers.
Middle-aged women. And I'm like, that's not my section. And the other waiter's like, yeah, I'm in your section. Like, good luck. So I'm like, all right, jump in. I'm taking the orders of 15 women, you know, 40s and 50s. Maybe some cougar material.
Yeah.
Couldn't help it, I guess. I'm taking orders, and this one lady goes, excuse me, you look just like Justin Timberlake. And I'm like,
whoa.
I have my little stubble going on. Not that that helps me, because I don't have blue eyes or like...
Or
curly,
blonde hair or
curly, yeah.
Shorts.
Uh-huh.
Dance moves until Isela comes on here and schools us, but...
Yeah. So
yeah.
Anyways. She said, you look just like Justin Timberlake. I'm like, well, thank you. She goes, do you sing like him too?
Oh, no.
And I said... Well, as a matter of fact, I do. Yeah, I sing with Justin Timberlake. She goes, no, you don't. I said, yeah, I do. She's getting on to it. Can you sing me a song now? I'm like, yeah. Let me take everyone's order and I'll come back. And
you didn't. Okay.
So I put the order in. I'm like, they've had a couple margaritas. They will forget, you know. They're all gabbing about jewelry, whatever the hell Avon ladies do.
They're
there for an Avon ladies convention. It's like whatever the top sellers in like the West Coast. I don't know what the deal was.
I love it.
But 15 of them, and you know they're all like decked out with all their like they're wearing their own merchandise. The lady in charge name's Kimberly, so that's how you know.
Shout out.
Kind of clientele. Shout out to them. So I come back and they're like, "Where's our song?" Oh, okay, I'll sing a song. Okay. I thought I was gonna sing to her and like them. They're like, "Everyone, shh,
everyone,
he's gonna sing." And so everyone's like. All these like middle-aged women, so I'm like, all right.
Love it.
I'm gonna sing God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You. I'm like, all
don't
right, here
kill
I go.
Him, man. Kill him.
So I sing a couple verses of that.
Yeah.
And you know how on the Oprah show, when she brings out like Tom Cruise or Samuel Jackson or Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
What does the crowd do?
They just go wacko crazy.
Yes.
They go cray cray.
That's what happened at this table. Like high-pitched shrills and clapping.
Really?
Like, whoa.
Yeah, thank you.
They're digging it. I, you know, keep working. I come back and I'm like, can you sing some of that song? Yeah, well, I do Spanish songs here because it's a Mexican restaurant. Oh, we like Spanish. I'm like, oh, you do? Like, oh, we love Spanish.
We love it.
All right. So I sang them a love song, Contigo en la Distancia, With You in the Distance.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of gets to the show off my voice a little bit. So I sang that from the head of the table to these 15. And they all clap again, and this woman, and who said, look, we're just intimidating. She stands up, standing ovation.
Standing up.
Like she's gonna cry.
Tears.
I'm not kidding. She tells me later, she goes, oh, your pitch, your positioning. I'm like, I didn't know I had to be that technical. She's like, I was a singer for 20 years. I'm like, what happened? You know, like, you're still not a singer, but.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about that. Well, Avon took over, and then you don't go back.
I guess.
Yes.
It becomes your life.
Clearly.
Avon lady, did they ever do that at your door?
Yeah.
My mom's not home. No way. So then I'm serving it up. They're like, more margaritas. They're margarita out.
Yeah.
Two more people come. I guess like the president of the United States of Avon was in the house. And these ladies were like trying to impress him. Like, can you sing one more song for him? And I'm like, sure.
For the guy.
So I sang, Bésame Mucho, you know that song.
Oh, yeah,
that's
that
a lot. Yeah.
They sing in. Small family.
They did?
Show, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So at the very end, I told him, I said, I'm going to do, well, I didn't tell him. I put in an English verse at the end. So it's all Spanish, except for the last is in English.
Okay.
And I did that, finished, everyone was clapping. Great. I go away, I come back. This lady comes up to me. She's tears coming down her face.
Oh, gosh.
She's like, I just have to tell you something. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be awkward, like old lady talking. You know, like, I was expecting the worst. And she's like, maybe I've had too much to drink. And I'm like, oh, this isn't going to be good.
Right.
And she goes, towards the end of your song, she goes, I don't know Spanish, but towards the end of your song, I was like, oh my God, I understand what he's saying. And she told that to the lady next to her, like, oh my God, I can understand. And her friend's like, no, that last line was in English. But she was like, so into it. She's like, oh my God. Like, she understood Spanish. And she was like crying, and once she found out, she's like, I'm so drunk. And I'm like, wow. So all in all, gratuity included, 20% tip.
Yeah.
$88, and included gratuity, because they racked up quite the bill.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, homegirl Kimberly tipped me $120.
No, she didn't.
Yes.
And that's how you paid for this.
Yes, yeah,
this
was $200. The tips, $208. So
man.
I bought myself a sandwich for like the extra $6.
Yeah, solid.
Yeah, so it's been pretty good.
That is
so
freaking
awesome. Shout out to the Avon ladies of the West Coast. I see you.
Holding it down.
That's right.
Man, that is a fantastic story.
Thank you.
I have nothing to match that this week.
You don't?
Not much.
How about where's your busted Suri iPhone?
Okay, first of all.
Wait, first of all.
Okay.
Last week we had a competition between the Android and the iPhone, and Bian was going, Siri, text Doug V, please. And it's like texting Doug V.
Uh-huh.
And I
go ahead and settle.
It was messing up with me, and I said, gave me ingredients for chocolate chip cookies, and it gave me stores where they sell chocolate chip cookies.
That's because it was your voice, though.
Strike number one.
She wanted my voice.
Strike number two, I said, Siri, I'm lonely. And she goes, if you say so.
She's my girl, though, man.
I was offended.
I'm sorry, Deb.
So the hell is your iPhone?
I'm really, really sad about this, actually. Nothing's wrong with her or Siri. It was just the fact that I was rushing from my place of employment at Nordstrom, and I locked her in the safe.
Really?
Yeah, no lie. I was running from the voice of Nordstrom. I did my last, announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, the store is now closed for the evening, but of course my voice, I'm ready. I'm gonna be on time today to the show. You best believe, right?
Yeah.
We get all the money together, we're out of there. We arm the safe, we arm the whole entire store, walking to our car, I'm like, I left my phone in the cash room.
At least you know it's safe.
Safe in the safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to do right now with my life. I was on Facebook. That's why I had to do a couple things when I stopped at my boy's house. I had to get the CD that he's helping us with. As far as we may come at you guys with a little intro and outro tune. Once we get
for the show.
Keep that and locked in. Then I had to go on Facebook to be like, hey guys, so about my phone. In which I do the whole show on, to see your comments. Yeah, I don't have it, but still, please tune in.
Text as if I were there.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, I don't know. It was whack. Mm. I'm pretty upset about it right now.
I wonder if the iPhone is talking to itself right now. Brittany, where are you?
Well, and I was, this is what you'd love.
What?
Because it actually had a little malfunction. Mm. I asked her the most simplest question, like the one that they ask on the commercial, so you know that it will work, right?
I love this.
Yeah. I asked her, Siri, well, I need an umbrella today, because I didn't know, what time frame.
You asked her that?
Yeah. I knew it was going to rain, but she will pull up for me, what time frame it will rain. And so she was like, Brittany, I apologize. Something is terribly wrong. Please try again later. Really?
Is she going through a natural disaster?
Yeah, I think something must have happened in her life. I don't know, but she wasn't able to help me. So, I bring this umbrella and I didn't really need it.
I see. Yeah. Siri let me down.
It's well, just cool. Once. And then, of course, I leave her in the safe, so I deserved it. Mm-hmm.
Our guest, by the way, tonight, she has an iPhone. And she's telling
I saw that.
The charging issues that she has with it.
Don't let him talk you out of the iPhone. It's fine. It's fine, Deb.
Okay.
Anyways, for the rest of this week, to kind of just sum it up, everything went, pretty cool. You would like this. A homeless guy tried to talk to me this
week. Try to pick you up?
Try to pick me up.
Real quick, for those of you guys listening for the first time, we used to have a topic on our old radio show, Bee's Bus Stop, a.k.a.
Yes.
Bee's Troubles with Men.
Yes.
And guys always...
Because I always just get the
Bee can't even ride the bus to school without... some old guy in a Buick with something.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. When we always be like older guys or like
ooh,
weird or like
excuse me.
Nobody in my range.
Where you going, young lady? So what happened this time?
Anyways, so I was walking downtown with my friend. We were trying to get back to my car, and he's already probably 10, 20 feet down the way from the sidewalk from us. Walking our direction, talking to himself, feeling it, whatever, keeping yourself company, I'm down. And then we walk by and he goes, hey girl, look at how you're walking in that Cali walk. And I was like, the Cali walk. Now, tell me, my friend, how is this Cali walk of yours that you're explaining to me? And he was just like, if I didn't have somewhere to go right now. I didn't know quite where he needed to be.
If I didn't have to be in that dumpster on J and 26.
Stop it. So anyways, he was just like, if I didn't have to be somewhere right now, I would try mad hard with my game to get you. You know what I'm saying? Because that walk you got, it's just And so my friend and I are now busting up at this time. We've already passed him, and he's turned around walking backwards.
In front of you? Oh, behind me.
Behind me. So I turned around because he was like, he was like, and I'm still talking to you, girl. What? Anyway, anyways, it did complete my night, so it was kind of, you know, a bittersweet situation.
Oh my goodness.
Considering. So that was funny. I couldn't wait to tell you that one.
Wow.
Otherwise, everything has been cool. I visited my goddaughter. I talked about her last week. She's getting bigger, so that was nice.
Birthday's coming up, too.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Definitely not. My niece's birthday is coming up shortly. Yes.
That's what it
Shout
is.
Shout out to Jayla. But no, and also I went to my nephew's football game on Friday, which is normal for right now because they're doing playoffs and they won, like killed them 45-0.
Okay.
So
I see that.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. I was pretty exhausted this week because I felt like I ran myself pretty ragged, but you know, we made it through .com and here I am today.
Excellent.
Mom says hi, by the way.
Mom Dukes?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Great.
So, people who don't know, I have a bond with Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
She knows it too. But she's performing right now on the TV. What do you mean?
Nothing.
Bless you. My brother texts me and says, "How come the Michelin Man was singing with Maroon 5 tonight?"
Oh, jeez.
Dominic. And I don't mean Dominic Morris. I thought you texted me it, Dominic. I have a brother named Dominic. And that's who texts me.
Oh, jeez.
My sister texts me. She's 18. I'm not making this up. Is Christina Aguilera pregnant? Oh, wait, no. She's just a fat skank home.
Oh, my gosh. The 18-year-old says this.
She just started college, so she's, you know.
Uh-huh. Has all the cuss words readily available.
She told
me
her first day of college. We're from Anwar County. Not a lot of life out there. My mom calls her. How was your first day at college? She said, "Great. I played pool with black people." My mom, she tells my mom.
She didn't.
And she's like, there's these kids in my dorm.
Oh, I'm weird.
And instead of saying hi, they just say swag. What's up, Jermaine?
Swag.
So everywhere she goes, she's like, swag, swag, swag.
She has a cat daddy too now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
So those
Love
are the
it.
Things you learn in the city when you're from the sticks.
Yes.
So, shout out to my family for keeping
that is
it real.
Hilarious.
Bringing my woman down.
Well,
Christina Aguilera.
I think she looked lovely.
Thanks, B.
You're welcome.
That's why I'm glad.
Ow, that's you were really serious about
that. A partner in crime. Alright, so,
we've done enough damage.
I'm sorry.
By ourselves.
P.S.
What is this?
This girl I know bought us some stuff tonight.
Ah!
She knows I like cookie dough and that you do too, B.
Yeah.
This is a cookie dough candy bar.
Oh my goodness.
Sugar, peanut butter, and chocolate chip.
I love you. Really, I do. I love that you're in Dublin's life now. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And we have three, and that's because we have one for our guest this evening.
Indeed.
She doesn't know, but we tend to eat freely on the show. So
yes.
I feel bad.
Yes.
And so we'll go ahead and bring her on right now.
Okay, cool. I'm a voter.
Let me talk about her bio.
Okay.
So she's a dancer, B.
I mean,
I'm a dancer,
Yeah, you
too.
Cut a rug a little now and then.
You know what I'm saying?
Every now and then you do.
Uh-huh.
Me too.
I can do the worm like no other.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
Jeez.
But she danced at Sax Day, and she formed, let's see, she founded the Crew Catchafire. That was you, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That was you, right?
Bad toss. But won Best Choreographer Award for the Sacramento
Ooh.
Mountain Lions, who she cheered for, and now she's dancing for Sacramento Kings.
King now.
So we want to welcome our guest this evening, Isela
Perez. Hi, everybody. Hello.
I have so many questions for you.
Yeah.
So many.
First, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Help yourself. Since you're the guest, take your pick of sugar, chocolate chip.
I know you want chocolate chip.
Hey, girl, you know, you're our guest, so you do what you do.
Okay, I'm going to take chocolate chip.
Do it.
Okay,
I get down with peanut butter.
Okay. Since I'm so full of sugar.
Yeah, well.
Pour a little sugar on my baby. All right, well, we'll squeeze you in the frame over here. And by the way, you guys watching at home, if you have any comments, questions, anything, feel free to chime in on the show on Facebook, facebook.com/Sacramento Sunset, and also on Twitter, at Sac Sunset.
Yeah, made it a little difficult.
You need help, girls.
They're a child.
It's really good.
So if you have any questions, if you have any questions for Isela or us, and they just want to know about me so much.
Right.
But feel free to ask us via Facebook or on Twitter, and we will answer them live on the show. And if you get thirsty, we have water for you too.
Yeah, right over there.
Okay, I had a bunch of coffee, but I'm good. Yeah.
It's late, okay?
Yeah, I know. We know.
Trust me, we know.
This is the only free time we have together. That's why it's also late. So, first of all, tell us about your background. Like, you kind of growing up. Isela the kid.
That would be her Facebook name.
Isela Perez. Isela the
kid
Perez. That's your middle name.
Awesome.
Yes.
I like it. Okay.
You gotta
go change that one.
Okay,
change
that.
I definitely will.
Can I put quotes?
Oh, you have to.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, growing up, let's see. I grew up in South Sac.
Mm,
wow.
And, yeah. And then I crossed the train tracks into Elk Grove.
I was gonna say.
Made a big move, you know?
Serious?
Let's see. I wasn't a dancing kid.
No.
I just was kind of a sports kid and an athlete.
Love it.
Where did you play?
Soccer.
Yeah?
Soccer for 11 years.
Did you grow up in a richly Hispanic culture?
I did. I did, yeah.
You speak Spanish?
Yes, I do.
Oh, no.
He loves
it. Vamos a hablar like a pues.
Muy rápido para que no se puede contestar esta.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, good enough.
Sure. Was that awesome?
That was awesome, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and I mean, I grew up with my mom. My parents were separated, which is... It was fun because, you know, two Christmases, two Thanksgiving, two everything.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
The bright side. I have a brother, too. He's older, so he picked on me thoroughly and made me tough. So.
Good.
And
good.
Played soccer or something.
Yeah. And there
tough.
Was a point, too, in my life where I was like, I mean, who didn't go through that weird nerdy phase, right?
Right.
But mine was, like, the worst possible, okay? It was, like, huge hair, braces, glasses, and, like, 60 pounds. All at once.
Woo!
Yeah! That was cool. Like,
that was real cool.
I can relate to half that.
Don't feel bad. I had the sausage bangs. That's one of my favorite. Braces. Really oily over this area.
To the ethnic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Trinidadian over here.
And Trinidadian. And, you know, real skinny-like. And taller than everybody.
Yeah.
Of course, now I've, you know, evened out, but I was taller than all the guys. I was like, great!
Cool!
I'm the cool kid.
I was like, hey, from day one, I was just cool.
Well, I knew you were going to say that.
No, I'm kidding. I have braces, four retainers, headgear.
I had the headgear.
I had the headgear.
Did you have to wear yours in public, though, or at night?
I
don't know about my mom ever wearing it in public all the time.
I
was so mad.
Did you get in trouble, B?
No, I didn't get in trouble. She just thought that she misunderstood the doctor. Thinking that I had to wear it all the whole time. I was so heated, man. It's like, I'm not taking that.
Doesn't it speed it up, though?
Yeah, it does. Oh, I wore that, like, three
sure
notches,
does.
Two, like,
two
more than I had to.
You have this accent when you're speaking.
I just refused to talk.
Oh, you were mute.
You were that guy.
Yeah, that was it.
Vince or Carrie? Here? Present. Leave my headgear alone.
We didn't hear him. We're going to mark
So you grew up nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone has an awkward stage, so don't
No,
that
was like 90% of my childhood.
Okay. Oh, really?
No, even now. It's cool, though. That's it. I'm totally to myself, you know?
Yeah,
it's
right?
Cool. Not even tripping.
Yeah.
So how did that progress?
Yes, tell us.
When did the first dancing experience come about? That's what I want to know.
See, I was in 8th grade, and I was like, I'm going to take jazz, just because all the cool kids were taking jazz, you know?
Jazz dance or jazz
music? Jazz dance, yeah.
You were already way more privileged than I was.
Really? Smedberg Middle School?
We didn't.
Well, why do I know that name? Is this a notebook?
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go?
No, my nephews go there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or went there,
yeah.
Interesting.
I went there, and I was just taking a class, and my teacher, Ms. Douglas, who's amazing. She was like, you know, you should try out for the high school dance team. And I was like, okay. Didn't have anything to do that Friday afternoon. I guess I'll do it. And that's when it started. Tried out, made it, and kept dancing. And I thought, okay, I really want to make something out of this.
Mm. It's
good. Yeah.
So it came natural to you?
I don't think so. But I think I was enthusiastic enough to where the instructors were like,
willing to
she'll
work.
Learn.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you had the energy and everything for it.
Yeah. I was athletic already, so, and then I thought I was going to be a soccer player. I was like, I'm going to be a pro soccer player. Me a ham, watch out, you know.
Yeah, I'm
then,
coming.
Yeah, right? I'm like, you have no idea. I got, like, Mexican in my blood. Like,
right.
I can kick a ball, right? No, but, and then as soon as I found dance, it was that.
Mm.
Tunnel vision. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what age and grade was that for you?
Oh, God. 8th grade, 14 years.
Really?
14. So I was like late. I'm a late dancer. I didn't grow up ballerina,
right.
Studio kid.
Your
head.
Mom like wasn't some teacher.
Nope.
Or dad like
no.
The breakdance innovator.
No.
Like
in fact, my dad's like, why do you dance?
Why?
And I'm like, because I love it. He's like, that doesn't pay. And I'm like,
right.
It's you know.
It's tough, but I mean, it's good to at least have like a hobby. Then if you can, if you dedicate yourself to anything.
Mm-hmm.
It will come.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because that's why you're dancing for the second one.
Yes.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a big deal.
It's, but it's not one of those things where it's like, oh, I made it. It's like, I really worked at it to get
mm-hmm.
to that point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was not an easy process.
Yeah.
But I'm super grateful to be where I'm at. It's kind of like surreal. Because, you know, a lot of the girls, most of the girls on the team have countless years of, you know, they've been in dance studios
their whole life.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of a new vet still, but I'm picking it up.
But I feel like some kids, starting early on, maybe they're forced by their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't necessarily like it, they say, you're going to do this. And that's different.
Yeah.
And that's different from you
wanting
to do that.
That's
you
true.
You do stuff because you want to do it.
Yeah.
Like kids who like play a violin.
And
it's
they're
like,
awesome
great.
At it. But...
And then they stop. Oh, I used to play a violin when I was a kid. Why'd you stop?
I hated it. That's when I was with the flute. Like, I hated it. Like,
you played the flute?
Man, fourth grade. I was dope, though. Like, I was, like, third chair. Like, that's kind of
wow.
surreal. Like,
third chair. Me in my school, we didn't even have, like, one chair.
Stop.
You were it.
Stop.
I'm serious.
No, like, real talk, like, I was pretty cool. Like, I played from fourth grade, so that's, like, what, 8 or 9? And so, sophomore year in high school, because I just couldn't do it anymore. Because the whole time, my mom just, she wanted so badly. You don't understand. People that play, you know, instruments, they get scholarships.
That's not true.
You know, it's
look
just like, but you know, like she was just so about it. But
right.
There was no love. I hated practicing. Actually, I didn't practice. I lied. I lied.
You're like, I did.
Yeah, I did.
Just now.
I did.
You didn't hear me?
I forged your signature on it too. Like, I but yeah, so no, I totally feel that. It's all, when I found basketball though, that's all, I was just like you. I was like, I play professional. So, you know, but it's cool to be able to do something that you really love so that
mm-hmm.
you can, you know, that's what helps you, encourage you when things maybe not be working out right away
yeah.
as you wanted to. Have you ever seen those shows where they have the little kid, what is it called? It's like the moms put the kids in this dance
oh,
crew.
Dance moms.
Oh my God.
No.
I feel like crying for these kids.
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
No.
It's bad,
really though. Crazy.
You
love
it's
it
like
though.
The pageant
yeah.
kids, but dancers, and they're like, I'm turning with my leg in the back of my head, and their mom's like, do more, turn
your
legs, like,
back.
It's crazy. Yeah, they're like 8 years old. It's horrible, and they're just yelling at these kids, and they're like, do you want, like, it's their
yeah.
whole
do you want
life.
This? No, I don't.
No,
do
I really
want
don't.
It.
They're like, I want to play, and then they're like, you have to practice first. You have competition in 2 days.
Yeah,
it's serious.
I mean, I feel like, let your kid try things out. They don't like it. They like my parents had me try basketball. I remember at some open gym, I stood under the hoop waiting to get a ball, and like three fell on my head.
Duh.
That discouraged me.
That's a really sad stuff. That is so sad.
So I threw basketball out of there. I tried baseball. And I just always struck out.
The Morris brothers weren't there to coach.
No, had I had like school friends like the Morris brothers,
yes,
I would have been like.
You would have been pro by now.
Yeah, I would have been like the second to bat for starting line.
Right. Like
yeah.
me in third chair.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was okay at soccer until I broke my wrist. And that, you know, put me out of there.
But you're good at tennis. Don't lie to
okay,
them.
Okay, then tennis came
tennis.
Into my life.
Tennis.
Yeah,
yeah.
You just
want
solid,
to
look
man.
The
shorts. I can see that.
What are you trying to say?
Just saying, you like little shorts.
Is it just because I'm wearing shorts right now? Is that the reason why? They can't see that at home.
They can't, okay.
It wasn't for the shorts. Although I did have a friend who I swear she invented. You know, you play with two tennis balls.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to keep one like in your pocket or something. But she used to keep a spare tennis ball in her cleavage.
Oh, nice.
So when we played mixed doubles, you know, you'd serve the first ball. If you missed it, you go second, and she pulled out after you did, and serve the second.
Good.
So it was kind of fun.
Awesome.
I was good at it, but then again, I went to school in Amador County in the Motherlode Youth League. So just because you're number one in team MVP doesn't mean you're going to go up against like Andy Roddick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Skewed reality. But I did stuff because I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And that's what you do with dance. That's great.
Yeah.
What was your first kind of break? Like high school, did you do cheerleading too or just strictly dance?
Just dance. Just dance. And I should have done probably a year of cheer because I'm finding I lack in that too, especially when I did mountain lions. I was like, I don't know what that is. But let's see. Well, every year we put on like a main stage production kind of thing. And it was a competition between everybody in the company where it was like, well, whoever can be in the top dances, that was the top dancer.
Right.
Or in as many dances. And I was able to reach that my junior year, which is usually people's senior year. So I was excited about that. And choreographed a piece my senior year, and then after that just made my company, and after I graduated, so
wow.
I think that was probably my highlight, was making the company. So
okay, so I want to know, for people who aren't in what you're in, like the field, you said I did my own choreography. How does that even like come about? How does that happen?
It's hard to explain.
Because like I started writing songs before that, like, I wrote the song, when you sit down and write it, it's really different. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
How is that for choreography?
Well, okay. You know,
honestly,
hear a song. Everybody's got like that song where
yeah.
like you're like, I can totally dance to this.
What was that song for you?
Oh God.
What was that song like junior high school, whatever you like? This is mine.
Well,
like,
I didn't start choreographing until probably after high school. But it was this song, you guys may not know it. It's by an artist named Moaz Yahu. It's called The Kingdom Not a Crown. And it's really random. He's a Jewish reggae singer.
Oh my gosh, I feel like we're probably listening to our.
He
must be.
No, he.
What's
his
name?
Modest Young.
What was the song called?
King Without a Crown.
King Without a Crown.
But I love this song. It has like rock, reggae, rap. I mean, it's got like it's just everything rolled into one song, and it just was kind of like my rock out. I'm gonna go ham
on
this
right now.
And so I was like, we have to use this song sometime in the set. We didn't use it for a few years later, but that was just. Oh, you gotta get the live version.
Oh, it's live?
No. Live at Steps.
Oh, it's Dubstep?
Is it Dubstep?
No.
Yes, Dubstep. So...
I'm sorry, I'm on Dubstep. Tasha has me on Dubstep.
Oh,
like, she's obsessed.
On Dubstep.
I don't like Dubstep.
Are you
but
not?
She's obsessed with it. She shows me every time I see it. So it just reminded me. I'm sorry.
No, you're
okay. Cool.
Original, very fast.
I don't
live.
Live at Stubbs. Yeah.
Live in Israel. Not playing.
Oh my God.
You might have trouble finding it. I don't know.
It says beatbox. Matia Shu, coolest Jew.
Matia Shu, not Modest Yahu.
Modest Yahu. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hey, you know
Google.
What? At least you were like.
Yeah, at least
you
keep trying.
For something.
Yeah,
I'm trying. I'm sure they deal with your name. I see one.
Yeah, how do you usually get your name pronounced?
Oh, God.
Like everything, but...
If they're reading it, it's Isla.
Oh, okay.
Isla, not Isella, or I get Isla.
What?
Can you bust some choreography for us?
Oh my gosh, sitting down? No way!
We can do standing up.
Are you gonna dance?
Sure.
Sure. Why not? Wow, he's like serious.
Okay, no, we can do it sitting.
Okay.
We're just gonna do a little rock to the side. So you're gonna rock with your right side?
Okay.
Left. Right. Hey, left. At the arms. Right.
Oh.
Left.
Hey.
Right. Left. Yay. Okay, now
you freestyle. Oh,
well, you stop. I freestyle first, so.
No, come on.
Alright, but you freestyle first.
Why would
you
make me go
more
first?
You grab more rhythm than
you can for a daddy. Thank you. Let me see. I'll do one of these. Woo!
Okay.
I would work around here.
Did that face come with it?
Yeah, the face.
Wait!
The face
why
comes with
it. Bee's face. She had her tongue out.
No, I didn't. Dang it.
It was comfortable. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry.
So yeah, that was my song. I love it. It
was
great.
Okay,
that was
cool.
Cool.
So that was, how old were you when you crafted that?
20?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. And then so, because I see like music videos and people be busting those tricks and those dances.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to like just the brainchild of that, how it comes together. How do you remember it all? What I want to know.
Practice.
So a song's like 3 minutes long, and you know you want to do whatever for what part.
Mm-hmm.
But do you ever find yourself like messing up?
Yes.
Or like getting stuff backwards? How do you recover from that?
Usually I try to teach somebody like the moves that I'm doing. And at that time, I had a co-director, his name was Elijah Capino, really good dancer, CJ's color. And so I would be like, okay, I have this idea for this, draw it out as much as I could, and like whatever, you know, happened on paper, and then say, okay, you know, I'm going to teach you part of this, and you know, you learn, and you kind of go back and forth and go from there. It's a really, like, unorthodox process. Everybody's got a different way of choreographing. Some people start making a movement, and then they find a song. I can't do that. Like, the movement has to go with the song.
Yeah.
So it's, I guess it's kind of a hip hop thing. But So
I have a question for you. So you did cheerleading stuff. Was that what you wanted to get into, or did that just kind of happen? You didn't do cheerleading at Sac State.
I did Just Dance, but I was on the dance team, which I guess does some cheer. So I did that for 1 year at the same time as Mountains. But I mean, I'm 25 now, so you get to a point in your career where you're like, okay, I've been doing this for a long time. I need to start getting paid. And that involved cutting hip hop and bringing in jazz. So,
really?
Yeah,
that is interesting.
The hip hop companies here in Sacramento, and they're all amazing. You actually have to pay to be on the team. And when I trained in Southern California, that was completely unheard of. You never pay to be on a team. You are paid as a dancer. You know?
Yeah.
So here in Sac, the way things work is if you're doing anything but hip hop, normally you're gonna get paid. It's really, really rare to get paid for hip-hop. So
that
I started
so
doing jazz. I know. I think it's because there's probably hip hop is just such an underground art. You know, people don't make a business out of it normally. So, which is something I tried to do, but you know, even I had to charge my dancers because of studio time and you know.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to move on from something like that. And I finally got paid for Mountain Lion, which is awesome. So I was like, okay, this is
Makes it more worth your time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just gas money alone. I'm like, that's all I'm asking. You know, I don't want to charge. I don't want to be charged when I'm doing somebody else's service, you know, which is performing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you went and auditioned for Mountain Lions.
Mm-hmm.
What was that audition process like?
Oh.
What did they require of you?
So, I think the hardest part of the audition, any girl would know, is you have to wear a two-piece, which is basically a bikini with tights and shoes. Giant hair, lots of makeup. So you're dancing, like, you know, obviously in a sexy way, and, you know, but you have to be comfortable enough to do that in front of the audience. That's the hardest part.
Comfortable in your own skin.
And you have to be able to kind of be like, okay, I have sweats and a t-shirt on in my brain, so I can really dance it out. I think that was the hard part. But, you know, we started with learning a piece, and then what we would do is perform it, and then they start cutting. And
they cut live on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
You and you, go home.
Or their tights.
The shoes were black.
Your tights are on backwards, by the way.
We can see your tags.
See you next year.
it was, but I mean, this one had two cuts. So like, if you made it through the first night, you know, you did the across the floor, you made it through that cut. And then across the floor is just sequence movement across the floor.
Interesting.
If you make that, then they know you have some kind of background. Then you learn the routine. If you make that, you make the next day. So really, it's a whole weekend, and you have to have a weekend clear to do audition. Same thing with Kings.
Mm.
So auditioning is a lot harder than it seems.
Interesting.
So
can you consider that, so you get paid for it, can you consider that a job or kind of more like a side gig? I mean,
I would say it's a good part-time job.
Okay.
When you're a student, you know,
it works.
You're probably not making much more or much less than what a student would make at, you know, working anywhere, really.
A singing waiter.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't get $200.
That's not every night.
Well, we should invite Kimberly back. We should start asking her some questions.
That's what's leading up to. So, in terms of like being a cheerleader, someone wants to know from our Facebook page, what do you think is the biggest misconception of a professional cheerleader?
Promiscuity. I mean, people automatically think cheerleader easy, and it's not. that way, you know? It's a facade that we put on because we know the crowd likes it. Uh-huh. But when we go home, we still, like, wear sweats and have significant others and mm-hmm. Some people are married and have relationships. And, mm-hmm. you know, so, of course there's going to be one or two girls, you know, that are kind of living up to that standard. But that's in every field, whether you're
absolutely
working, you know, at
Nordstrom,
or as a waitress, you always, you know, it just depends on people's personality. And then the ditziness too. With all the girls I've worked with, they can hold an excellent conversation. And some of the people that you just really like to talk to, you know, and they're hilarious aside from that. So.
Do you think that there's at least one chick in every cheerleader group that does fit that perfect mold of like being ditzy?
Yes.
Promiscuous.
Yeah.
One, right?
Yeah. But they're always like, they always balance it out. You know, everybody's got like their weird personality quirks, so.
Quirks.
Yeah.
Another question we had from StarvinMarvin88 on Twitter.
Love it.
He wants to know, do cheerleaders date players?
No, absolutely not.
Never?
No.
I would imagine that would
go out. That's in a contract? Or that's an unwritten law?
In any cheer, especially like when I was doing mountains, it's in the contract, you know, fraternizing players. And,
really?
And it's kind of an unspoken word, too. You just don't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, you lose your job.
So you never interact?
No, it's not even necessary, really.
Yeah. I mean, because on the one, I would imagine that you would never see each other anyways.
No.
Unless, like, they're running by you as they're...
Yeah, I mean, you cheer them on, and that's about it. Like, that's as close as it gets. I mean, college, you know, is different. They date in high school, too, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of expected, but no, professionally,
because they're getting paid for a job, just like you're getting paid for a job. So it's not like you work in an office and you're like,
hey! Secretary boss.
Hey, that girl in the mailroom.
Yeah, about her.
Uh-huh. That girl up in the executive office. You shouldn't do that either.
Yeah,
same thing.
Just
people say that about you. That girl who's the voice of Nordstrom's, every time you come on the mic, I like you.
Well, I had some new guys come in today, like they were being shown the ropes, like, you know, the behind the scenes, which is where you are when you're in the booth, you're not seen, you're just heard.
She's the voice of Nordstrom.
So,
that's
yeah.
So awesome.
Well, start me funny. <Yeah. laughs> Well, it was just weird. So they were in like the room that was right next to me, and they asked their manager, can we talk to her? Can we say hi? And I heard all of this, right? And he's like, yeah, if you want. So they come in, they're like, hi, I'm so-and-so. Hey, I'm so-and-so. And they were like all nervous and stuff. And I was like, hi, I'm Brittany. And they're like, oh my gosh. So it's true. Like, your voice is so like nice and sweet. And perfect. It's perfect. And I was like, oh my God.
That's
and then
awesome.
Right when they were right there, I like got asked if I could paint someone on the floor. So I did it and they just like died.
Awesome. So what's your title like as...
Well, okay, so I'm customer service representative. Mm-hmm. Customer service is split up into three departments, one of them in which my phone is locked in right now. Mm-hmm. It's just the cash. Anyway.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yes, indeed. And then customer service is the person that like deals with the customers outside during the day. And then when you're in the operator's booth, our communication, you're dealing with transferring calls and, you know, doing the whole voice of Nordstrom deal.
Awesome.
Can you engage yourself, for instance?
Please.
Please.
Okay, yes.
But sneak in the little middle initial.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What? B means like, A means like.
Oh, yeah. A means someone from within the store is calling you to talk to
you.
You
say it's hella A for
instance. Yes, that means someone in the store is
calling.
Oh,
I know.
So now you're in
jail.
Now you know.
Awesome.
Now you know.
I'm going to go there just to listen for it.
You're like, oh. I know that means you're not in trouble. You are.
But you are.
Yeah, pretty much. It is kind of funny how the code
so, like, H plays, H can pack up your stuff.
Well, why is it H? I don't know. He just made that up. Don't listen to everything he said.
I'm over here trusting everything
honestly,
you're saying.
I don't wear the Nordstrom's.
Honestly.
We got my shoe shine there.
Do people still get shoe shine?
Yeah,
are you that guy?
No, there's like people. We have
a bunch
like
of old
people.
Daddy Warbucks guys.
Yeah,
cigarettes.
It's like older men.
Do you leave it on your feet and you're like...
They just sit there chilling on
the... I read a newspaper.
You go, you missed the spot.
Watching TV or...
Wall Street Journal. The Dow's down about 300 points. Okay, one hell of a year. Shoe shine boy. I got a lunch date with the governor's daughter.
The governor.
The governor.
You're silly. Our microphone keeps falling.
Sorry. It's your fault, me or is that?
No, it's yours. Can you keep moving?
You're dancing.
Sorry. He's dancing over here. It's your inspiration.
Might be too.
I got happy feet.
Right.
Can you page yourself?
Yes, okay. Good evening. Would customer Isela Perez please return to Aqua Arena, located in the Thomas?
Yay!
Thank you.
I would have to dismiss people who are like, oh my god, right? Would the two people standing in my office please leave right now? Thank you. You should do stuff like that. Like,
and then people would wait for them to walk out and like, you're like,
about
out.
That.
You two are the
bodies.
Ridiculous. Did you audition for that? Were you like,
oh no! We don't
expect you like.
Well, okay, so everyone in customer service.
It's like the voice. You can't see them, you have to hear them.
Yeah, they're technically all trained. Like, we were training some girl today. It was funny as heck because she was like all nervous and sweaty and like didn't want to pay anybody. It was hilarious. But no, like, once you're in customer service, maybe like 2-3 weeks, then you'll start training for being in the op booth. But usually you'll notice like a pattern of who's back there. I'm back there all the time. But it's cool, it's like my little sanctuary. Like,
yeah.
Get away from customers. I'll just have to talk to them and not see them.
So, have you ever, like, been gluten club?
Oh, yeah, several times. Actually, just this week, apparently, I was the button on the intercom got stuck.
Oh.
So, I wasn't, thankfully, I wasn't saying anything bad, but I had answered the phone. So, everyone on the, in the store heard, thank you for calling Nordstrom Rack & Fair. This is Brittany. And as soon as, like, that happened, everyone was calling up, oh my god, I just heard that. Everybody is so funny. Answer the phone, huh? That's my job, yes.
That's weird, you answer the phone.
But yeah, so there's been several hiccups. Like, I've fallen and like dozed off before because sometimes it gets like quiet in there.
Oh my god.
But as soon as I hear the ring, like I pop up, I'm like, thank you for calling, you know? Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of things happen in there where you do mess up.
Thank you for calling. She's in her bed. Can you hold?
She's like her own alarm clock.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, your Siri phone does.
My Siri phone in the cash room right now, yes.
Thank you. Make me toast.
Anyways.
Sorry.
I'd be creepy if I was toast next morning.
I know you prefer me though.
Yeah. By the way, I can tell Isela was a broadcast journalism major because she's asking.
I know, I know!
She took over the show!
Gosh dang it.
No, that's perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Indeed.
That's
we might want to be like waiting for the question, you know. We're...
Yeah, go ahead, that'd be.
Anytime.
No, no, we like that. We don't get everyone who. You know,
I was like, oh my god, she's interested in me? Good lord. Well, let me see her. Yeah, no, cool.
We have a couple more questions from people on Twitter and on Facebook. Stockholm Rome asks, what is the wildest thing you hear from male fans at the games?
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's a good question.
Who's your daddy? No.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Did you tell them Mr. Perez?
It's a game.
I want
like,
a sound clip of that.
He's not in the stand.
Next week, I want a sound clip of that for the show.
Honestly, that was genius.
People were yelling at you.
Okay, I've never been on the court yet, obviously, because of lockout. But
yeah,
we were at the car wash, drive by.
Who's your dad?
And I was like, you know, I'll get back to you on that information.
Yeah.
It's private information, but thanks for asking.
Oh,
yeah, people.
My gosh.
Yeah, and I'm like, and you're sober. It's noon.
And you're sober.
It's noon.
You're driving.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's
I guess
rough.
That one's not out of style yet, but.
I guess not. I feel like they were saying that like in 71.
Yeah.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Okay.
Very good reference.
That was fantastic, Jeff. Thank you.
I was like,
over my head. I'm a musician, you know that? I play piano. I really do.
Really?
He's a master.
We're going to have a music episode one week. I'm going to bring in my keyboard, and we're going to make up songs.
Invite
oh, cool.
me, because I sing.
Really?
Oh my gosh,
we
sing
too.
We all sing that.
Oh, yay!
Oh, this is just a match.
It's like a band.
Gospel stuff. Oh happy day!
Oh happy day!
Oh happy day!
Oh happy day!
When Jesus washed!
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 Hey! Expecting that!
Wash my sins away!
Wash my sins!
What is that?
Happy day!
Okay, hint that,
Celeste.
Hand clap. Wait, what is hand clap? High five? Same thing?
That's what we call it on our show.
He calls it on
now
the
I know.
Show. Hand clap.
It's a years old tradition that
okay.
B and I do.
Hand
clap. We might just have to do that next time.
Well,
like, okay, picture this.
Picture
we have
that.
A piano, we have songs that people know, but we change the lyrics based on what people like. It's like Mad Libs, but for music.
Okay.
We make up our own like songs and stuff. Okay, we'll keep you in mind.
Yeah.
I'll bring in my keyboard.
I love it.
We'll do some sister act for B.
Please.
And, Joe, keep it real. Okay.
We'll do some Selena.
No,
yeah.
Selena. Anything for Selena.
No, I need you to sing the rest.
Como me duele.
Yeah.
Como una flor.
Como una flor.
Con tanto amor.
Con tanto amor.
I don't know the rest.
Okay.
Oh, I remember that part.
Yeah.
Sorry. My brother says como me duele, by the way. Oh,
hey.
I like my smell.
Yeah. At least he's asking.
Yeah.
Someone from Facebook said that song reminds me of Sister Act 2. That's exactly
That's
what we're
exactly
talking about.
Where it is.
And then there's that kid who's like, he's a high note.
Oh, real high.
I wasn't going to go there.
Mariah Carey high.
I haven't warmed up.
I know.
We have a Facebook question from Talisha. And Talisha wants to know, what is your next career move for you that you want to do?
Ooh.
I know you just got this job, but.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I'm like, I'm good with this. Eventually go back down to LA and try to make the whole thing happen all over again. Because when I was down there, I didn't have enough experience.
Mm.
You know, I didn't really know what I was getting into. Went in there like kind of blindfolded. So now I'm like, I'm ready, you know, because I got more experience. And I want to tour with like, I don't know.
Just going to ask.
Christina
Aguilera. Like,
somebody.
Okay,
but
Christina
Aguilera.
He's just going to always.
Wait.
Don't hold it against
what, Isella?
I love Christina Aguilera.
Uh-huh.
But I love her. But I don't think her music is the best to dance to. Yeah. Unless you're doing burlesque or something, then totally awesome. But
totally awesome.
I'm very like Janet, Urban, even Lady Gaga. Like if I could tour with Lady Gaga,
dream come true.
Lady Gaga. You'd be like dressed up in me.
That's fine.
Running around in Syrah.
But could you ever say that you got to dress up in me and run out of
I don't
ever want to
say that. So.
I want to say it.
I want to get paid for it.
No,
I want to say I was that one male dancer who like gets to handle Christina Aguilera for that one sexy dance.
You're so obsessed.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
It's not too far-fetched.
It is not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just, she's dating a set assistant who's 25. She met him for less. That can be me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he shags a dude with beard. With beard, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a matter of time.
So you know how she, like, he dabbles in her life a little bit. You saw that, right?
Yeah.
You saw that happen just now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just
dabbles.
Great.
Good word.
Thank you.
So you like to, you'd like to tour then, like, be on the American Music Awards.
Yes.
With LMFAO right now. Party rocking.
Yes. Saw them for New Year's.
Did you?
It was amazing.
Wow.
So do you look up to any, like, big time choreographers?
There's a few. Her name is leaving me right now. Lady Gaga's choreographer, of course.
Gibson.
Yeah. Okay. She's really, really awesome because she doesn't let anybody tell her what looks good and what doesn't. She just does it. Like it seems like so. She's amazing. I don't really keep track of like up and coming choreographers either because I try to stay like really tunnel vision on my path because if you keep looking at everybody else's stuff, you're gonna start picking up what they do. I don't want to do that. I want to just be completely original.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Because I've seen like. I won't name your artists. You can start now.
Okay.
But I've seen tours over the years. Who, But she keeps it. She has like this one.
Like I thought this song was about you, and then it kind of just segued into Christina Aguilera. Show.
What I'm getting, it's coming full circle.
Okay, great.
She's had the same choreographer in like dance crew for like a decade or whatever. And so like that's you can make a career out of that where you can be like part of the. Whoever's crew,
right.
J-Lo, Lil Wayne,
whoever.
That's
Lil Wayne.
That's something you'd like to do, like to be on the road and
yes, absolutely.
Do the world tour.
That would be a dream come true.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I know, I don't have any like, okay, I want to like go and buy a house and sit. Like no, I need to go do something like right now and I have to do it before I get too old kind of thing. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
So hypothetically, theoretically, philosophically.
We went to college, too.
If I shot a music video that required a dance scene, you could choreograph it.
Oh my gosh.
Would you like to do that?
I would love to do that.
Okay. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, good.
I'm working on a song.
I did one video while I was in LA. I was with this artist named Tilly Key, and she's from France. She's amazing. And so I got booked within the first 3 weeks that I got there. So I was like, oh, I'm awesome, right? You know, when you're young, you're like, I'm awesome.
I got it.
He says that all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, like, with the snap too.
Yeah,
we let on the door here. Hey, B, I'm awesome.
I'd go swag.
Where my snacks at?
You can't even make eye contact. You're like swag. It's got to be kind of rude, you know?
Yeah.
That's exactly what he does.
All the time.
Rude with the capital R. That's
rude.
Yeah,
so I did that. That was my first, like, view of, like, okay, this is how you do a video. It's crazy, okay? The set was just 50 times smaller than it looks, like, on the, you know, TV. And then just the special effects that they did, I'm like, oh my gosh, I look awesome, you know? And it's, like, the background and... It's crazy. So that was my first taste, and I was like, I want to do this. Like,
cool.
This
what I can do with. Very cool. We have a question from Facebook. Leon on Facebook wants to know. Guys want to know a lot about you. He says, do you have run-ins with players' wives and girlfriends? If you have any stories, do tell.
Okay. Well.
Ooh,
no, sounds like
actually,
I have one. Oh, okay. No, not wives. But it's funny when we do appearances, we'll go to like, it'll be like a charity appearance, and then the women are like, hi. Ooh. And you're like, hello.
And it's like the players' wives or girlfriends.
No, just women. Because I honestly, like, I don't know the players or anybody like that personally, so I wouldn't know who their wives
are. But sometimes you get matched up with them to go do an event, like, right?
No. We stay completely separate. Even with...
So at a charity event, it'll either be like the dancers come out. I know sometimes they have the players come out.
I've never had a run-in. You know, it being my first year on the team, I'm probably not the best person to ask for that question, so.
Everybody, we appreciate all of your support. This is B-Unit, and I'm Kyle.
That's right, you guys, and we're always on Facebook all week long. Just go ahead and like us, the Sacramento Sunset on Facebook, but also on Twitter, @SacSunset. And we interact with you guys all week long. And we take suggestions for the show, too. So if you want to hear us talk about a certain topic or have someone on in particular, feel free to write to us.
Absolutely.
We're working on independent business women, someone to talk to us about, and CEOs in the Sacramento area. So we got those topics that we're going to work on putting that show together for some future shows. So we do take ideas. So please don't hold back. Anything within reason. But that was... You know that.